This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. More than 100 million people are going to tune into the Super Bowl this weekend, some of them for the ads, more probably for the game, which promises to be 3+ hours of really big, really fast men running into each other at full speed. Those collisions and hard hits have started getting another kind of attention, though, neurological. The NFL Players Association has given Harvard Medical School a $100 million grant to study player health. From the health desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has that story.
Football is violent. That's the sound of an NFL linebacker pushing, shoving, throwing his body as he tries to tackle running backs and wide receivers. What are the long-term consequences of colliding with 200-pound men again, again, and again?
Not everybody who gets hit in the head gets a concussion. Not everybody who gets a concussion someday is not well.
That's Harvard's Lee Nadler, who will be heading up this decade-long study into head trauma and all other injuries that come from playing tackle football. Nadler says the goal is to figure out who's at risk for a neurological disorder and, if possible, how to prevent certain injuries. The NFL players themselves are funding this $100 million study out of their own pockets. Duke sports law professor Paul Hagen says they had to.
They need to have, I think, a relatively clear sense of what the dangers are because this is their livelihood.
Hagen says medical research will give players more leverage negotiating game changes, like tackling rules and extending the season. But that same research could also put the NFL, a $9 billion a year industry, in jeopardy.
Essentially, what I think we're talking about is a serious threat to a sport at absolutely the height of its popularity.
Sunday may be about the halftime show, the quirky commercials, and the final score. But long term, the game is all about the hits, the hits, the hits. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.